There seems to be a Roman parallel for just about every major nation under the sun. Rome exerted its fascination upon foreign cultures nearly as soon as the fall of the Western Empire. Neither of poor Romulus Augustulus's successors as ruler of Italy, Odovacar or Theodoric the Great, dared call himself emperor. Instead, they settled for the title of Rex or King, or Dukes or Duke, under the nominal overlordship of the Eastern Roman Emperor. In 800 AD, Charlemagne capped a string of conquests by having himself crowned not just emperor, but emperor of Rome, thereby founding the so-called Holy Roman Empire. The pope who crowned him, Leo III, bore as his official title the old Roman term Pontifex Maximus, or chief priest. The more colloquial name for his role, Papa, or Pope, is itself a colloquial form of the Latin word pater, or father, and of course brings in all of the patriarchal associations present from the very beginning of Roman society. Obviously, the elaborate ancient Roman patriarchy is alive and well in the Roman Catholic Church today. And when the Ottomans conquered Constantinople in 1453, their sultan added to his title Caesarirum, or Caesar of Rome.